Good afternoon. Mike Green here from TGA Capital Management. We are a registered investment advisory, and today is Thursday, 4:30, 2020. What this episode is about is an expression of why active investment management is key, especially today. You know, currently, the widely divergent performance makes active management essential. During the S&P 500's overall return year-to-date, we noticed that it was a minus 34% plunge followed by a sharp, hopeful V-shaped rally. And it became apparent to me that almost every sector of the U.S. economy had varying levels of exposure to this crisis. We have seen an induced recession in the name of a public health issue like we're seeing now. With government-mandated shutdowns and social distancing restrictions. Not all industries are being impacted equally by this economic rally, but some have been affected badly. Others are weathering the storm, and some are actually thriving. You can see the different levels of impact in the Q1 performance numbers. The S&P 500 finished down minus 19.6 for the quarter, but an investor's participation in the downside had everything to do with this exposure. Energy down minus 51.37. Financials down 28.87. Industrials down 25.47. Got clobbered on the way down, while technology is reflecting minus 11.77. Healthcare minus 12.64. And utilities minus 14.11. Outperformed on a relative basis, a handful of strong technology companies have even finished the quarter in a positive territory. Now, if investors had equally weighted all the S&P 500 sectors in their investment portfolio from January 1 through March 31st, they would have been down 30.08% versus the S&P 500's actual 19.6%. Cap-weighted finish. Allocation decisions matter. Now, what industries and sectors should you focus on? First, don't make your investment decisions based on fear. Instead, focus on the fundamentals, hard data, progress, and the innovation being made by industries that are thriving. A passive manager who owns the entire stock market or specific sectors via ETFs probably has exposure across the board, owning the good, the bad, and the ugly. An active manager can work to limit exposure to the latter two. Long-time individuals know that when it comes to growth and wealth building over time, I'm a die-hard advocate for owning a diversified portfolio of equities for long stretches, institutional, 20 years of time, but that does not mean just blindly owning the entire market equally, or simply allocating an equity portfolio perfectly in line with the S&P 500's cap-weighted allocations. I believe that an active manager can help to determine how much relative exposure to allocate to each sector based on that sector's outlook. Additionally, in my view, an active manager can go a step further and attempt to examine every single stock available to determine earnings potentials, credit risk, which is very important in this current environment. Earnings estimate revisions versus actual results, valuation and historic dividend payments, and so on. An active manager can work to separate the bad and the ugly from the strong and the good. So, what you want to realize is that we are going through a horrific time in the markets, the economy, and the overall well-being and morals. And I believe in size that the arena where active management can help you navigate a recession. So we have an induced recession by a healthcare issue, which was a potential because of the previous yield curve sabbatical that was going on prior to the pandemic of the coronavirus. So finally, from a stock-specific standpoint, I believe active management should be looking at credit risk on every company's balance sheet in a portfolio. And reports this week showed the $350 billion Paycheck Protection Program was already out of money. And though Congress is poised to add more funds, not every business will benefit from bridge loans needed to keep the doors open. Energy companies in particular face acute credit risk as oil prices have plunged. Companies with strong balance sheets and cash positions will stay hurt from falling demand, but their chances of survival are much higher. And life after the crisis might mean less competition. So the bottom line, I think, for individual investors, stock and market volatility will continue apace and is likely to remain elevated for the next few months and or longer. The economic hit will continue as shutdowns and restrictions on movement persist, with some sectors and industries feeling acute pain while others weather the downtrend or even time and thrive. A passive investment approach in the current environment means owning some of the many of the companies that are not likely to do well or potentially will not survive. In my view, active approach to investment, like we do here at TGA Capital Investments, means taking a more analytical approach to owning stocks that can survive the crisis and perhaps even emerge stronger during a recovery. So, as active management proves out to be active, you have to take a step back and you have to look at the data, the information. So what we approach first always here at the advisory is research, research, research. We do our homework. We do our homework on behalf of our clients because we're fiduciary. But keep this in mind. If you're an individual investor and you did not go to cash, because in active management, we have a very stringent buy and sell side in our management of portfolios for clients. But if you had gone to cash, or if you had not gone to cash, it is likely why most investors take the attitude, now I have to hang in there until my positions come back. And there it is. Active management allows you and gives you the availability of when to step back. Because right now, based on my experience, the overall markets are showing a negative side, far more than what has ever been experienced, probably since 1929. Going forward, with the significant bailouts and support right now, the economy is being ventilated. The economy needs ventilation. The economy needs support. And I understand and keep in mind of the individual losses that this catastrophe has created. But going forward, you need to have active management that is prudent, fiduciary, and we hope you will find on our website, www.tgacapitalmanagement.com, more detailed information. And or we can send you absolutely free our management style, why we believe in active management is so important, especially today, absolutely free. And we are available to discuss your concerns. And in this episode, I leave it at that, to be of help and in helping you make wise decisions during the current market times. Stay safe, and we look forward to having you enjoy our podcast going forward. Have a great day. Thank you.